Chip Roy, Monthly Illegal Immigration to U.S. Reached Highest Level Since 2000. By John Binder on August 2, 2021. Monthly illegal immigration to the United States reached the highest level last month since the year 2000, according to Representative Chip Roy, RTX. On Monday, Roy posted online a breakdown of preliminary illegal immigration totals from July where he states that last month hit the highest levels since 2000 with more than 205,000 border crossers encountered by federal immigration officials and 37,400 known gotaways, that is, illegal aliens who successfully crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. The preliminary totals indicate that there have been at least 1.3 million border crossers encountered by federal immigration officials at the southern border for fiscal year 2021, which started October 1, 2020. It's time to draw a line in the sand, for the sake of our country, our communities, our kids, and those who seek to come here. It's time to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for failing to uphold immigration law, enforce Title 42, and secure our border, Roy wrote in the post. Analysis from Stephen Kopitz with Princeton Policy Advisors projects that President Joe Biden's lax immigration enforcement, elimination of border controls, and expansive catch-and-release operation will drive at least 1.7 million illegal aliens to the southern border by the end of 2021. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., has sought to stem the flow of illegal immigration into the U.S. interior by ordering that non-governmental organizations, NGOs, cannot transport border crossers into the state. Attorney General Merrick Garland has since filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas over the order, claiming that Abbott does not have a right to halt the Biden administration's catch-and-release operation wherein border crossers are bused and flown into the U.S. interior. As Breitbart News reported, the latest data reveals that the Department of Homeland Security has released about 173,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, some of which have been found to skip out on their quarantine and continue traveling into the country despite having coronavirus. Last week, DHS released a group of coronavirus-positive border crossers into La Joya, Texas, that was later found eating at a Whataburger. Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley had booked hotel rooms for the coronavirus-positive border crossers but they skipped quarantine instead. This week, Breitbart News exclusively published photos showing staff and volunteers with the Valverde Border Humanitarian Coalition in Del Rio, Texas, packing mostly Haitian border crossers into vans for transportation toward San Antonio, Texas, a violation of Abbott's order. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.